Avenue, 1318 Industrial.
KVOE live and local. It is 8:46.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning by Al Slappy with the Emporia Eastside Community Group. Al, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. You doing well?
Doing good today. Always good to talk to you. A big event coming up this weekend. Tell us about your fish fry.
Well, this is part two of the 2022 fish fry. We had one early in the year, and this is our last one before we go into different events. But the fish fry itself will be part of trying to create a bigger fundraising for the scholarship that we have, as well as partnering with the Emporia Celebrate Flint Hills. We want to put a wildflower pot bed there at the park, but we still have a conversation going on with the city about that. So, but basically, the fish fry itself is one of our bigger fundraisers that we do have to help support us through the course of the year.
All right, so when and where will this be, Al?
This will be at the Emporia Recreation, 313 West 4th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be fish, catfish. We have corn on the cob, cornbread, coleslaw, spaghetti, a dessert, and a pop. That will be a $9 donation for the dinner itself.
Pretty hefty load right there. That's a good meal. Al, you mentioned obviously this is the biggest fundraiser each year for your organization. Can you talk about some of the different initiatives that this has helped to fund in the past? I know some of this money really went towards helping with the renovations there at Eastside Memorial Park.
Yes, it did. Along with the fundraisers that we do and some donations that we have come in from some members that have moved away back to other states, they still send in a donation to help us on these projects. But we also attach to the Community Foundation, Emporia Community Foundation, as well as we lock in with them to secure that we have funds when we need a when there's a project that we have coming. And so we have our funds there at the foundation so that we can pull together with some other smaller groups to get functions, activities going and continue to have activities throughout the year.
And Al Slappy with the Emporia Eastside Community Group joining us on our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning. It is 8:51. Al, you mentioned you're going to be funding some scholarships. What type of scholarships are they? Who's eligible for these?
These scholarships, we haven't been able to do or have these scholarships in the last 3 years because of donation side was pretty down, and we didn't want to deplete our general treasure fund because we still have activities that happen. But the scholarships themselves go to any student that's graduating from Emporia High that plan to attend the Flint Hills Technical College, Nursing School, or ESU. We try to keep the funds local as possible because that's where our donations are coming from. But the scholarship itself is a just a general scholarship application, and we try to reach those students that reach out to the community, you know, along with their school activities and the sport activities that they are doing while they're in school itself. But the extra side of that is when a person do activities within the community, you know, to help someone other than themselves.
Sure.
And then try to promote a better life for seniors, as well as it's a learning process for them as they're going into their adulthood.
Well, that's great. Emporia Eastside Community Group always doing great work. And the annual Fish Fry Fundraiser, this is part two of their two-part Fish Fry fundraising activities here for the year 2022. It'll be this Saturday, 11 until 5 at the Emporia Rec Center. Al, is this kind of a pickup, takeout, dine-in? How will this work on Saturday?
It's a combination of both. Pretty much anymore, everybody just want to pick up and take out. But there are some that want to come in and have the camaraderie of, socialization. Sure. So it's very easy to do that along with, and then even members have some of their senior friends that come through that want to just come back and just enjoy the company along with eating a meal.
Okay, so either or then, huh? Both will work.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Emporia Rec Center, 313 West 4th. That's a $9 donation for, as Al mentioned. What's on the menu again, Al?
There's a catfish, corn on the cob, cornbread, coleslaw. There's spaghetti. There's a dessert that would be there, and also a pop or water.
So does one container hold all this?
Yes, it do. It's a hefty container, after all. And so, you have to get your muscles together,
You get a workout and a meal.
There you go. You can't beat that, Plus a little conversation, if you sit around and enjoy your meal.
Absolutely.
All right, Al. Hey, we appreciate it.
We appreciate it very much, that the radio station is always supportive. Through the community to try to help put out unity that's within our community itself. It's a very positive effort for us all to keep Emporia, Lyon County going strong.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And Al, thanks for all you do. Good luck with the fish fry this weekend.
Thanks, Al.
There again, thanks again. We see you both of you gentlemen.
All right, Al Slappy, Emporia Eastside Community Group. One of their big fundraisers, folks, and trust me, the food is top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 11 until 5 this Saturday at the Emporia Rec Center. Dine in or take out. And that is our Newsmaker 3 segment, KVOE Live and Local 855. Good morning.
Join the Emporia Recreation Center for our Pooch Party Halloween and Pumpkin Carnival.